Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joyce. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I just had a transaction charge coming from my account from this number that was on my account, my bank account.
Okay.
672.
All righty. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
Ma'am, 30127.
What was it? I do apologize.
30127.
All righty. And what would be your first and last name, please?
Akiva Stallings.
Okay. Ms. Stallings, give me 1 second to see if I can locate you in my system.
Okay.
Okay, I did locate you. For security purposes, could you please verify your shipping address for me?
Yes, 220 Grandview Lane, Powder Springs, Georgia, 30127.
All righty, give me 1 second to open this up to see who's billing you.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Oh, this system is moving unbelievably slow. I don't know what's going on with our system today.
It don't
want to
work today.
it's working, but it's moving at a very snail's pace, where it usually moves pretty fast. Alrighty, there we go. Alrighty, ma'am, I was able to locate you in my system. I do see back on December the 12th. Do you remember paying the $5.74? That was the shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag. And it does seem like you also paid the $3.99 for the warranty on the item. That item was actually a welcoming gift to becoming a part of what is called the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online web gadget store. And it does advise you that you have 48 hours from the time you place the order to cancel. And when you don't cancel within that time frame, then they bill you the membership fee of $67.32 for becoming a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, also by becoming a member, they did download a $125 voucher into your email that you can use to go online yourself to the Factory Direct Savings Store and make purchases of consumer gadgets. But it's also each month that you are enrolled as a member of that store, then they would bill you that membership fee, and they would also download another $125 voucher for you to be able to use as purchases. So that's what you're being billed, that membership fee for being a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store.
It didn't say anything about that. I took screenshots of everything.
Yes, ma'am. And, well, I can get you canceled.
Yes, please. I can't
afford it. Yes, ma'am. I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you canceled out of that. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All righty, ma'am, I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation on that did take effect immediately, and I do have your cancellation number available. Please let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay, let me get my notepad out real quick.
Sure.
Okay, I am ready.
All righty, that cancellation is as follows. It would be C as in Charlie. And that is 263-367. 206-358. Will there be anything else I can assist you with?
So the one they just took up my account not so long ago, will that get reversed back off my account?
Well, I do see that they just actually charged you today, did they not? Well, it's showing to me. Yeah, well, what I will do, I will do the one-time courtesy refund, and I will actually refund that back to your account. Now, I'm not quite sure. Since they billed it today, I can actually void the charge. It may post back in 24 to 48 hours. If not, it will take at least 3 to 5 business days for it to post back to your account. I don't know how soon it can post back, but usually this avoided charge, same-day charge, it usually takes anywhere from 24 to 48 hours to post back to the account.
Okay.
All righty. Is there anything else?
That's it.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support. Please have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.